A Friendly Experiment by Rebecca Cornish Talley, based on a true story. A special gift is kindness. Such happiness it brings. Children's Songbook, page 145.
What are you doing, Mommy?
Madeline asked as she sat down in the kitchen. Mom rummaged through a box and placed a pile of books on the table.
I'm going through all of these books so we can put them on the new bookshelves.
Madeline grabbed a book with a bright orange cover. I remember this story, she said. She thumbed through the pages of the picture book. I need to organize all of these magazines, too, Mom said, as she set some magazines next to the books.
Wow, look at all of these!
Madeline picked up a pile of some Friend magazines. She held up one with a picture of Jesus and some children on the cover.
Can I read this one?
She asked. Mom looked at the magazine. This is from before you were even born.
Can I have it? Madeline asked.
Sure. A few days later, while Mom was making dinner, Madeline said,
Mommy, I read a great story in this Friend.
She held up the old magazine.
It's about an experiment.
What kind of experiment? Madeline opened the magazine and pointed to a picture.
This boy decided to try hard to be nice and not get angry easily. I think Logan, Savannah, and I should try something like that.
She tapped her finger on her forehead.
We'll try hard to be like Jesus this week. We'll try not to argue when we play together, and we'll try to be better examples for each other. We won't tell the older kids or Dad, and see if they can guess what we're doing.
Madeline's smile stretched across her face. Mom gave Madeline a squeeze and said, That's a great idea. The next night at family scripture study, Clayton, the oldest brother, said,
Savannah, I noticed you're being extra reverent tonight.
Savannah just smiled and looked over at Madeline. One evening after family prayer, Angela, the oldest sister, said,
You all listened to the prayer really well tonight.
Logan, Savannah, and Madeline all grinned. Saturday at dinner, Dad said to the younger children,
I'm glad that you all shared your toys today and played together nicely.
The three children giggled. When family home evening came, their sister Rachel asked,
What's going on with the little ones?
What do you mean? Mom asked.
They've all been extra reverent and nice for the last few days, Rachel said.
I've noticed that, too, Dad said.
Madeline covered her mouth, but her big smile peeked out from behind her hand.
Why don't you tell the rest of the family, Madeline? Mom said.
We decided to try to be like Jesus for a week, like a boy in a story I read in an old Friend magazine, Madeline said.
We tried not to fight too much, Logan said.
And tried to be reverent during prayer and scripture study, Savannah said.
I think our experiment turned out very well, declared Madeline with a great big smile, and everyone agreed.
Note, the story referred to in this article is Experiment, from the September 1995 Friend, pages 2 through 5. End of note. Sidebar. Kindness should permeate all of our words and actions, at work, at school, at church, and especially in our homes. Elder Joseph B. Worthland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Virtue of Kindness, Ensign, May 2005, page 26. End of sidebar. End of the story, A Friendly Experiment by Rebecca Cornish Talley.